A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Tesvav, Shkalim 15a, pagination page 29. But we will start from the facing page. There's a specific lesson that I'd like to glean on our way into today's daf. So let's start on Yudalit Amud Beis 14b, pagination page 28, where the Gemara explains how people would obtain the different karbanos that they needed, and they would purchase a stamp, a ticket, from one department, and then they would go over to the other department to redeem it and get what they need. One of the cases that has to be considered is what would happen if a person claimed that he lost his stamp in between. Would they be able to honor his claim even though he doesn't have his stamp, or not? So let's take a look at the Mishnah, counting up from the bottom wide lines, about 11 lines, the beginning of a line, Mishuhu Mevakesh Nesachim, a person who wanted libations, he wanted the wine that is going to go with the karban, Holoch Lo'etzer Yochanan Shuhu Memuna Ala Chosamos, he would go to the person in charge of the stamps, V'nosan Lo'emos, he would give him money, U'mekabu Mimeno Chosam, and he would get the stamp that he needed. Bo'lo'etzer Lachiyah Shuhu Memuna Ala Nesachim, then he would go to the other person who's in charge of the actual wine, V'nosan Lo'chosam, and he gives him the stamp, U'mekabu Mimeno Nesachim, and he would get the wine in return. Lo erev, in the evening, boin ze itzal ze, they would come to each other. Va'achia motzi asachosamos, one person took out the stamps that he'd received, umikabel kenegdan maus, and he would get paid money from how those stamps had been purchased. Impichsu pichsu lo v'yishalam yochanam ibeso, if there's a discrepancy, so the appointees had to fill in from their own funds. There's not supposed to be any discrepancies. The mosiro siru lehektish. If for some reason there's more money than needed for the redemption, then hektish gets it. It goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Shiad hektish al ho'el yona. The money that's extra goes to the Beis HaMikdash. The key case here is misha ovad chosamo. If a person claims that they lost the stamp, Mamtinin lo ado erev, he would put in his claim, and they would wait until night when they did the reconciliation. Imatzu lo kidei chosamo, if what was missing matched his claim, nosnim lo, then they would honor his claim even though he didn't have the stamp. V'im lav, but if the discrepancy isn't there to validate his claim, lo hayu nosnim lo, they wouldn't give it to him. And because there was this accommodation to a person who lost his stamp, Shem Hayom Kosov Alehen, they had to write the name on the stamp, Mepnei Haramoin, because there could always be tricksters who would get the stamp that was lost. The person would go and legitimately claim, I lost my stamp, please honor it anyway. They would find a discrepancy on that particular day and they would honor it. And then, the next day, 2 days later, the trickster who found the stamp, which had already been redeemed according to the Beis HaMikdash policy of accommodating the person who lost the stamp, this trickster would come in with the lost stamp and make believe that it's a current stamp, even though he never paid for it, and even though it had already been honored. And therefore, they put the date, Shem Hayom, the name of the date, on the stamp, so that in the future, a person would not be able to take that ticket and redeem it. The Gemara on today's daf, take a look, Tesvav Amud Aleph 15a, right before the first Mishnah, four lines up from there, V'shem Hayom Kosuv, the date was written on it, Haga Ba'atzmacha, let's consider this, Shezeig Oso Hayom, let's say you write the name of the day, but he could always try to match the name of the day. Let's say it says Tuesday, Yom Shlishi. so he'll come next Tuesday and try to redeem it. So the trickster still has a method of redeeming this ticket that has been invalidated. So Shemishmar Hayakosov Alov, they would write the name of the family that was serving in the Beis HaMikdash that week, so there's a 24-week cycle, so it's unlikely that he'll be able to redeem it. Haga ba'atzmacha, maybe he'll try to match that up. He'll wait 24 weeks and he'll try to match it up. So the Gemara says that there was too much in this ticket to be able to match it up. It would be very unlikely. They put Shem Hayom, Shem Shabbos, which number week in the month it was, Shem Chodesh, the month, Yikosav Aleim, Afilu Rotze Lezayig, Eimotze Lezayig. It's highly unlikely that the Rami will ever get a match. What I found remarkable here is that had they wanted to, they could have simply said, anybody who loses the ticket, tough luck. But instead, they created a structure here where if a person lost the ticket, there was enough identifying information that the trickster won't be able to redeem it. And as a result of all this extra identifying information, which presumably was written by hand, on each ticket, but the benefit of that is that if someone were to lose their ticket, we can walk with confidence and redeem the claim, even though he doesn't have the ticket, knowing that no one will be able to present that ticket in the future. Starting the new Mishnah, Shtei Lishkos Hayo BaMikdash. There were two rooms in the Mikdash which the Mishnah wants to discuss. We'll focus on one. Lishkos Chashoin, the room of silence, of hidden, a confidential room. And the Mishnah explains on its third line, Lishkos Chashoin Yirei Chet Nosnin Lesocho BaChashoi, special dedicated people, people who fear sin, would dedicate money into that room, va'aniyim b'nei tovim, and honorable poor people coming from very prominent families and are embarrassed to take charity, would be able to walk in there, misparnesim mitocha b'chashoy, they would walk in there and on the honor system, they were able to take the tzedakah that they needed. I am told that in a particular community, Kaladas Yishurim, KAJ, Washington Heights, they had such a minig years ago that in a Beis Avel, they would bring a pushka with significant amount of money, and they would leave it there in the Beis Avel, in the mourner's house. Obviously, some people donated money to it, but they also told the mourners that if they need money, they're allowed to take from it. And obviously it wasn't intended for stealing type of thing, chas v'shalom. It was clearly that they were notifying them that if they needed to be able to pay bills or whatever, that this was an opportunity. If they held they were legitimate, they didn't have to start asking for the money. It was presented here, and that the Gabbai Tzedakah, when he took the pushka back, he would never count it. It was all on the honor system, this particular nuance of tzedakah allocations, they would simply dump the change back into the pot and then fill it up again part way with a significant amount of money so that people who need should not have the embarrassment of having to ask, particularly in their difficult hour of need. Let's skip down to the Gemara and we'll see other creative ways of helping people where we go out of our way. The first case we did was with the stamps, so that we can help a person who lost his stamp. This second method in the Mishnah regarding Lishkas Chashoim, where things were done privately on the honor system. And likewise, the Gemara tells us a number of similar cases. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman have a parnasim. They were in charge of the tzedakah money, and they would give it over to a person they trusted, Rav Chama, in order that he would give it over, lichoranim, to others. There were people who were embarrassed to approach them, and in this way, through trustworthy conduits, they were able to get the money to the places it needed to go. Rabbi Zechariah Chasnei de Rav Levi, there was a certain Rav Zechariah that hayu al kol malizim alav, people were saying about him, Delo tzarech, he doesn't really need the money that he's taking from the tzedakah fund. And later on they found out, Dava maflig lelechoronim, indeed he kept nothing for himself, and he was always taking that money because there were people who were embarrassed to come forward, and he made sure they were taken care of. He wasn't keeping the money. Rav Chinen Bar Papa v'maflig mitzvah b'lelya. Rav Chinen Bar Papa was distributing the mitzvah at night. He was making quiet house calls to distribute money. One time he met Rav Hon Deruchaya, the leader of the spirits, the night could bode evil. Amalei, and the head of the spirits, told him, Lo ken ilfon, Rebbe, lo sase gevur reyacha, what are you doing out at night? This is our time, the spirit said. Amalei, and he answered him very boldly, Lo ken ksiv, but it also says, Matan besesa yichba'af, a person who gives privately has great merit, he can even control the evil. Vava mistafi mine va'orak min kamai, the spirit got scared of him, and ran away, realizing that his merit was great. Amar Rabbi Yonah said, Ashrei nosan ledal ein ksiv. The pasuk doesn't say, praised is the person who gives to the poor person, but rather, Ashrei maskil al dal, the person who uses seichel, he thinks it through, and tries to give it in the best way. And the Gemara gives an illustration, a certain person would find poor people of lineage, they were embarrassed to ask for money, and he would tell them, I heard that a Yerusha, an inheritance, is coming your way. Here, take this money for now, and you'll pay it when the inheritance comes through. And once they had the money, he already was able to tell them, don't worry about it. Whether he articulated it was your time of need, or it was just understood, but he was able to get them the money that they needed in a creative way. One cute story is said on Rav Riff, Rav in Camden, New Jersey, that they put up his picture and a police officer once passed by and said, oh, that rabbi, I know him. They say, how did you know him? He said one time he was doing night duty and he saw somebody in the alleyways and he thought for sure he had found a crook. So he approached the person and realized a prestigious bearing. He couldn't figure out what was going on. And he actually took the Rav into the police station to find out what this was all about. And the Rav showed him that he had envelopes in his coat. And he was distributing the tzedakah funds quietly at night, privately, so that people shouldn't be embarrassed. And he said, that picture, I know that man, that's a holy man, because of the creativity that he encountered in distributing tzedakah funds, helping people in a creative way. Yashar koach, have a great day.